Hey, what's up? It's Alfreda's coming up today, hot off the wire. Congrats to Kanye and Kim and the real reason behind the Paris Jackson drama. I've got details on those stories, plus a whole bunch more coming up right here on your favorite station on 93.9 WKYS. Hey, what's up? It's Alfreda's here is your hot off the wire. The Sun is reporting that Paris Jackson attempted suicide after finding out that she and Prince Michael do not have the same biological father. A source says Paris had an inkling that Michael Jackson wasn't really her biological dad, but always believed that Debbie Rowe was impregnated by the same unnamed man for both she and her brother. Congrats to Kim Ye, Kanye and Kim welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. The baby was apparently 5 weeks premature and had to be placed under ultraviolet light and an incubator moments after she was born, but the baby's apparently breathing fine and healthy. Jay-Z's new CD doesn't even come out to July 4th, and it's already gone platinum. Samsung's already pre-purchased a million copies at $5 a pop, so if you're a Galaxy user, you're going to be able to download that for free. The album, 3 days before its release, so that's hot. Did you see the commercial during the game last night, by the way? Everybody's talking about it. It showed Jay sketching out lyrics alongside Pharrell, Swiss Beats, Timbaland, Rick Rubin. The ad also guided fans to the website MagnaCartaHolyGrail.com. Luda is laughing off rumors that he was hit in the head with a bottle during a fight at a party over the weekend. Luda tweeted a picture of his injured head with the caption, quote, "This is what a bottle to the head looks like." 2 Chainz opening up about that armed robbery last week in San Francisco. You know, the one he initially said never happened. He says he thought he was being punked and he only ran after a second gunman fired shots close enough to leave bullet fragments in his hair. 2 Chainz also addressed y'all haters on Twitter. He's saying nobody take his jewelry. He is still 2 Chainz. Tyra Banks was hanging out with a new mystery man over the weekend. Tall, older, model-looking white guy. Story developing. Tops at the box office. Man of Steel was the number one movie. I don't know how. That movie was not all that great. Made over $100 million. It was the best June opening in history. Number two was This is the End. By the way, that's a par pick. Russ says that is the funniest movie he has seen all year. It made $20 million. And Now You See Me, number three movie, made $10 million. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. You want more stuff? Go to therestparmorningshow.com. Hit us up via Twitter or me at Frida's Flicks or us at Russ Parr Show. Later.